this podcast, we're going to be diving deep into, you know, more aspects of our lives, private life, sex life, our relationship. Ooh,
we talk about that.
Everything, a little bit of everything. Hi, my name is Jen.
My name is Christian. And this is Love a Little Podcast. Hey, what's up? What's up?
We are so excited to be here and to have you guys here.
Let's go.
As you guys know, for those of you guys that follow us over on our social medias, we've been talking about this for a while now. And finally, it's happening. Today is the day. Today, we want to talk a little bit about how we came up with the name and kind of the setup and stuff, and also a little bit about ourselves.
Yep. So, babe, what was the let's just dive right into the whole concept and why the colors, why this, why that. Babe, I think just dive right into it. Get straight to it. Let's get it.
Okay. So, as many of you guys know, Christian is my husband, and he has achondroplasia, which is a type of dwarfism. And the ribbon, the color of their condition is green. So the green represents dwarfism. And so when we were doing this, I wanted kind of to do something that kind of represented what our message, or something that kind of relates to us.
Yeah. So more than anything, I think just like incorporate the color with obviously the concept of this podcast. And the name was fantastic. It was such an amazing idea by Jen. But yeah, I think it was dope of her. It was Jen's idea to just bring the whole, you know, obviously, because we like to, on our social media, we're about bringing awareness on, like, you know, on our condition, on my condition, mine and my kid's condition, which is achondroplasia, a type of dwarfism, where we will be talking on this podcast about. But not just that, you know, we're going to be talking about everything, but we like to bring awareness because obviously it's something that a lot of people are not used to. And, you know, the world is curious. So we're here to teach and educate the world on our differences. So, yeah, the green is the color for Dwarfism Awareness Month. Well, for Dwarfism Awareness, it's the color green. You know, like they represent, we represent a green ribbon or things like that. So she thought it would be an amazing idea to incorporate the color. And just look at the amazing name, though. That is so tight. Honestly, I always give her so much credit for it. It's like, babe, honestly, it's so simple, but it's so tight. Like, Love a Little Podcast. Man, it's just amazing.
I was going, you know, for something like not super exaggerated for the podcast, something very subtle and simple. Simple, but at the same time, like kind of elegant and cute. So when I started getting my inspiration, I just kept leaning towards, you know, the green, and obviously because that has something very special in my heart. And also the name Love a Little Podcast is because ever since like we started doing social media, I always used like the hashtag like Love a Little, and Love a Little goes like
a long way.
So like, you know, for me, it's like, you know, like love a little, like love a little.
Love a little, but also love a little.
But also like saying like just love a little, like all you have to do is love a little, like
to change the world. Literally, you know, that's all it takes.
That's all it takes. Just love a little. So that's how that name came up. Like I love a little has been like a phrase for me that I guess, you know, became something that became very meaningful. So when we were thinking of podcast name, I told Christian like right away.
She had that, babe,
Love a Little Podcast. Like there's no way we could
like not do it.
Do it.
And I think it's great. I think it's, look, I think something that's so amazing about Jen, like, she, like, she represents, like, or brings awareness so much, like, any chance she can get, you know? But I think, obviously, more than anything, besides me being a little person, it has became a much bigger concept. Is that the correct word? Because of our kids, obviously. You know, we, our kids have dwarfism just like myself. Camila and Mateo are beautiful, beautiful kids. If you don't know, you're going to find out. But I just think it's something amazing that you do, and you do it very well, on educating people about our differences. And I think it's so dope that it's something that I'm not like she's on it more than me. I'm the little person here, and she's on it more than me. She's part, there's an organization as well. I'll talk about that later on, but it's called LPA. And she likes to be very involved. She likes to, you know, obviously involve our kids so they can see and learn just even more about who they are, you know, because obviously they're different, you know. We're different, we're little people, we have dwarfism, achondroplasia, the type of dwarfism to be exact. And, you know, we're living in a world where, you know, a lot of people don't know about it, and we kind of want to bring it out and let the world know, you know, we're different, but we can do this, or we're also doing that, you know, like, just things like that. So I think Jen does a very, very amazing, amazing job on that. I think you do great, babe, on that, honestly. You, babe. And I think it's so cool because, like, she just comes up with things, and it's amazing. I think it's amazing because I'm not, like, over your tongue. You're like, you have to, like, do this. Or do, if anything, she's on me, like, babe, you gotta, like, we gotta do this, or we gotta incorporate, you know, the dwarfism thing in this, or things like that. Not that I don't want to. It's just sometimes, you know, I just don't think about it like that. And she's like, no, we gotta, like, boom, boom, boom. And I think that's so, so beautiful. And I just wanted to remind you, like, oh, I think that's, babe. No, like, I really do think that's so, so tight. Like, she's very involved. I think that's amazing, man.
Thanks,
for real. For real. That's tight.
But yeah, guys. So obviously, you know, this is the first episode, and
this is the debut. Sorry, yes. Man. I got
so,
excited.
So, you know, we're maybe might be a little bit all over the place, but we just wanted to kind of touch on our inspo for our setup, and then of course a little bit of ourselves, as Christian mentioned. So we do have two beautiful children. We have our oldest daughter. Her name is Camila. And she is 6 years old, soon to be seven. And we have our son, Mateo, who is 2 years old, soon to be three.
Oh, that little boy.
Yes. And they are complete opposites, I want to say. Right, babe?
Yeah, they're for sure. But I think they carry the whole, like, sister and brother thing very well. Like, they have their little fights, they have their loving, they have their, like, you know, a little bit of everything. And I think it's beautiful. I think it's, yeah, so amazing.
Of course, just like, you know, every other siblings, but like, their bond is just so, it's, it melts our hearts. Else. Me and Christian are always like, babe,
it's,
oh my god,
it's so funny. Like, sometimes we'll let them play and we kind of like step aside to see what they do. And, you know, they'll be so loving to each other. And Camila, the thing with Camila, our daughter, she has that, like,
motherly instinct
instilled in her. And I think she got that from her mother because, and I'll get into that story later. Like, her, at a young age, she kind of, like, had to, I guess you would say, grow up and be mature and very responsible because she was taking care of, like, younger nieces and nephews. We'll dive more deep into that story later on. But what I'm trying to get at is that she has been a very, very responsible mother. How do you say it? Mother figure. She has been a mother figure. Oh, is that Mateo? Oh, Mateo woke up. It is about 11:30 at night. And we're trying to film while our kids are, you know, sleeping. But did he stop? Is he crying? Parent life. Yeah, he stopped. Yeah. So I just think that she got that from her. And we're back to what I was talking about. Sorry, babe. That Camila, like, we'll leave, let them play and do their thing. But Camila is very, like, attentive to Mateo.
Yeah,
so she's always making sure he's good, making sure he's not falling or hurting himself. Or like, no, Mateo, don't do that because you're going to hurt yourself. Or don't do this because of that. But then at the same time, Mateo, little troublemaker sometimes, is over here trying to fight her because we do this thing with him where we're like, you want to fight, fight? You want to fight, fight? And we'll start kind of like doing the little punching thing. And he does that with her a lot. And sometimes he kind of gets a little carried away. But other than that, it's good. It's beautiful. We love to see it. So I love it, honestly.
All right, so as Christian mentioned, we do have two beautiful kids. We have our daughter Camila, and we have our son Mateo. Camila is 6, soon to be 7, and Mateo is 2, soon to be 3. They do carry Christian's gene of achondroplasia, so he beat me.
I beat her to it.
Yeah. So we do have a 50-50 chance of the baby coming out with dwarfism and coming out average height. So we're going to touch a little bit about our story and how we met. And, you know, a little bit of our love story. It was not love at first sight. So, babe, we want to go ahead and...
You know me, once I get started, I get started. I'm going to keep talking for days, so cut me off if I'm either wrong or you just want me to shut up.
All right.
Because I know how much you love when I talk. But yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about our love life, our love story, how we met, how Christian and Jen came about. So let's begin.
Yep.
You want to start? Or should I start?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I'll start. So it all started a long, long time ago.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so me and Jen, I'm going to kind of break it down to, like, shorter, not too crazy. So me and Jen met through mutual friends. We had friends that we were going out with. It was back in our party days. So this is when we were partying, like, you know, going out, having some chelas. And
yeah, so let me say something before you what's get up, into babe? It. So before me and Christian met, before I became a mom, I was a party girl. I used to go out all the time. Like, I lived my life to the fullest. I had fun before I was a mom. So that's why now I'm 100% mom. But I just wanted to throw that in there because a lot of you guys don't know me and stuff from back then. But prior to me and Christian, you know, getting together, we both were very, very, like,
just wild. About having fun.
Yeah. Like, you know, we love to go out and have fun and drink and stuff. And now, like, we don't drink. Like, now it's so rare for me to have a drink and stuff like that.
Time but just kind of wanted to
throw that in there before he gets started.
But yeah, so we were prior to us getting together, we loved the party scene, you know, I mean, going out with friends, having a good time, going out to dance and things like that. So yeah, we were going out with mutual friends. We all started kind of hanging out together. We had a friend who would pick us up. So this friend would pick us all up. We used to ride in this Jeep.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ricky. We used to ride in this Jeep, like, all of us together. So he would pick us up, like, say he would go to her house, pick her up, go to the next friend's house, pick him up, and then pick me up. And we were all crammed up in this Jeep. That Jeep has stories.
Yes,
so, yeah, we were in that Jeep, and I just thought I'd bring that up. But, yeah, we would all hang out, go out together, go to, like, you know, bars and, like, hookah lounges and just things like that and have fun, right? But at this moment when we were all going out, we were all just kind of friends. And with her, we were part of the group. We were all in the group, but I never really tried like hollering at her or nothing like that. Like talking to her like that, you know, she was like, oh, that's Jen, you know, like, what's up, Jen? Or like things like that. But it was never like, I'm gonna attempt to like holler at her. I mean, I thought she was pretty and things like that, but it wasn't love at first sight. Let me just clear that. It wasn't like I saw her and I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna fall in love with this girl. Like, it wasn't like that. Honestly, it was not. You know, I thought she was a pretty girl and it wasn't nothing crazy than that. And then we just hung out. We would go out, have fun, all of us together. And then that was it. It was nothing more than that.
Let me touch on something real quick. So actually, I met Christian, and but at that with the time when I met him, I still remember it was at a party. So we met, but like it was just like, what's up? That's it. And then like I think a couple like a month or two passed, or I don't know, and we like met again. Like mm-hmm. they reintroduced us because, I mean, whatever. And that's when it like all started. But I remember I met you like the first time, but like I didn't really care or nothing.
Like, it was just like a hi and nothing. Yeah, like crazy. It was just like
we were in the same group, like, oh, this is our mm-hmm. office, cool, whatever. And then the second time that we met, it was kind of the same, but we were actually hanging out.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. in the same group, same place, same everything. It wasn't just like a coincidence.
And it's crazy because when we started hanging out, like actually, it was like, I think Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays almost. Yeah. We would go out.
Thursdays,
Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. We just liked to have fun. We didn't have responsibilities like that. I mean, we did. Don't get me wrong. But we had a lot more time on our hands. So we were definitely going out, having fun. And yeah, so it all started like that. We started going out. And then I think it all kind of more started at this particular location, party, whatever you want to call it. I just kind of started talking to her. And I guess you can say it was...
No, it started on your birthday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You turned 21.
Yeah, I know. Well, I didn't say my birthday, but it was a party. That's what I'm saying. It was like a party because it was kind of like a kickback party, I guess. Yeah. We were hanging out. Well, yeah, it was on my birthday.
Christian was, you know, like on another level.
I was on another level. I was turned up, baby.
I was kind of, you know, like drunk or buzzed, whatever you want to call it. And we kind of were like, you know.
Talking, whatever.
Not really talking, but like but kind of like. Flirting, but like
joking really and like
yeah, like joking and stuff like that. But we like after that, it was just that, and then it didn't happen until
that other party.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, but let me go back to that story. Okay. That party. So yeah, so look, no, I did at that party. At my twenty-first birthday. It wasn't nothing like crazy. No crazy party. It was just like a hangout, and. It's crazy because she was like the, out of the group of her friends, she was more like chill, more like, not saying it like that, but she was a more like calmer one or whatever. And for some reason that like caught my attention, you know, like not being the like louder one, I guess you would say. She was chill. She was like so mature and things like that. And yeah, I went over there, I started talking to her, but it wasn't like super serious. Like it wasn't like serious flirting, if that makes sense. It was just kind of like... You know, we were just talking. I would say little things and then just kind of messing around. And then that was it. And then another party came around. And that's when I was like, you know what? Like, let's just. No. I didn't even go with the intention of like, oh, I'm going to flirt with her today. Nothing like that. It just happened naturally. Like, it just kind of just. I think that's why everything kind of fell in real cool. Because it was at this party. We just started talking. You know, we were on our own. Like, you know, people at our parties talking and stuff. We were kind of on the side and we were just talking to each other. Like, and everything was flowing real nice. Like Jen always mentions, it was not like a, like, you know, sometimes when people be, like, when people have conversations or they're talking and it's like weird or like awkward and like, or you try to do a joke or say a joke or be sarcastic and they kind of don't take it and things like that. It was, nothing like that. Like everything just flowed real nice. We were talking like we've known each other forever. Yeah. And then we're being sarcastic with each other, just being funny and things like that. And yeah, everything was flowing real good. And then I was like, you know what? I think I like this girl. Like I think she's tight. And I mean, obviously I thought she was real pretty. Look at her. She's beautiful. And I remember I was talking to her and obviously, as you may or may not know, she's way taller than me. I'm 4 feet tall. She's 5 foot five. She's a whole foot and a half or whatever taller than me. But what I'm trying to get at is I was right next to her talking to her. So I'm kind of looking up, you know, to talk to her. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm a funny guy. Like, let me pull up this chair and stand on top of it and just talk to her so I could talk to her like eye to eye. So I literally grabbed like a chair. I was like, hold on, let me grab this chair so I could look at you better. I literally grabbed the chair and I put it like right next to her. You remember that? Yeah. I put the chair right next to her and I literally hopped on it and I was like, all right, that's much better. And then I was just talking to her and I remember telling her like, you know, sometimes guys are like, oh, you have such a beautiful smile. Like I was literally kind of mesmerized by her teeth because her teeth, she has like really pretty teeth. Like they're so nice and they're no braces, nothing. They're natural. No veneers, nothing like that. But she has a really, really beautiful smile. But I remember I was like, man, you have like really pretty teeth. I think from down there, I was probably not able to see them, but not understand. And then I was just like,
that
man.
That was the first time you noticed them.
Definitely. Yeah, I know, for real. And I remember I was just like, man, you have really pretty teeth. And that was kind of like my comment that I told her, like my, I don't know. But yeah, we just started talking. And I was there with a couple of friends of mine that are kind of troublemakers, I guess you would say. Shout out to my boys though. And there was like a little altercation at the party where we got kicked out of the party, so we had to go, right?
And I was staying because it was my friend's
house. So yeah, she was staying because it was her friend's house, but you know, the bad guys gotta go because we don't belong. So you know, obviously my boys got kicked out, so we left. But as we were leaving, you know, she was kind of walking me out. And I remember I was like, man, I don't even have her number. Like, and I was like, hey, what's up? Like, let me get your number. I think that's what I said, right?
Yeah.
But as we're walking out, like, my boys are already hopping in the car. I'm like, hey, let me get your number. And then I don't know how exactly it happened. But I was like, you know what? Get my number down. And I remember I gave her my number instead of her giving me hers. So then after that, I was just like.
Yeah, I was like, no, you give me yours because I didn't want him to have my number.
I thought I was kind of hot, to be honest. I was like, oh, she's not easy. She's not trying to give me her number.
I was like,
well, take mine, girl.
And, I was like, how about you give me yours and then I'll text you.
And it's funny because, yeah, I gave her my number and then I was like, you know what? If she's actually interested, obviously she's going to hit me up. You know, for a girl to contact you is like, oh, it's legit. It's going down. So then, yeah, that's kind of how it came about. She texted me. I can't remember exactly how much later, or if it's the same night, maybe the next day or so. But then we started playing this game.
Yeah.
Where it's called the play hard to get game, where she would text me and like I would take like, let's say, 2 hours to reply to something so simple, right? And then since I would text her 2 hours later, she would take 3 hours to respond. And then it was just like that. You know, we were trying to play hard to get, like, I'm busy. I'm too busy for you right now, but I'll respond when I get a chance, you know? But
we definitely both were.
We were doing that, like, playing the little game. Like,
trying to see.
Trying to see, like, let's see how far this can go and let's see if they're really interested. And if they're really interested, they'll message back, you know? But hey, don't get me wrong, though. When those messages were coming in, you don't even know. I would be like,
butterflies.
I was getting butterflies. Like she would text me, and I was like, "Ooh,
you're
like
waiting for."
I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I was waiting for your text messages, and when they would come in, it would just make me so happy. And I was like, and I'm admitting to that, you know. But I was like, man, like I wanted to respond to her already, but I was like, nah, like I can't
that's
do that.
When you knew, huh?
Like, I was like, that's when I knew. I'm like, damn, I feel something. What's this feeling? This is weird.
Like, I'm gonna marry her one day, huh?
Nah, and then, no, and it's crazy because, yeah, I was like, I would wait and then she would wait. But yeah, it just kind of kept going like that.
And then finally, you know, we just started texting more often and stuff like that. But.
Oh, and then we started hanging out, but without our group, our original group that we would all go out with. We started kind of going out on our own. And that's when our friends were like, oh, there's something.
Yeah,
y'all hanging out without us?
Yeah, when they found out, like, well, you guys are hanging out. Because we didn't tell, like, nobody in the group, like, that we were going to hang out and stuff like that. So they were like, wait, why are you guys together? Like, that is so funny, like, weird. And they were like, oh, no, just, like, we just went to the end. That's when they kind of started getting suspicious. And, yeah, so me and Christian, actually, we were talking, you know, getting to know each other for I want to say five.
Like 5 months. Like 5 or 6 months before we even got together. Like we were just talking, you know. I was waiting, but I was like, I wanted to ask right away. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I was like, nah, I got to stretch it. See how long I could stretch it. I was like, I got to stretch it. I'm going to see how long I could stretch this till I actually ask her out to be like my girlfriend, you know?
Yeah. So then finally Valentine's Day came around and.
Corny.
Yeah. Corny, super corny. We went to the beach that night and he asked me to be his girlfriend. And I thought he was just, you know, being funny because he's like really.
Well, I'd be joking
like,
around a lot.
You know, I thought he was really funny and I was like, oh my God, you know, he's so funny. And I thought he was playing around. So when he asked me, like, do you want to be my girlfriend? I right away, I looked at him and I started laughing. I was like, ew, no. Or, like, I said something like
no,
that.
No, you. I think you were like, stop, you're joking or something. Something like that. Something and like, I was kind of like.
You're playing. Like, no.
I was kind of like, oh, hey.
Yeah, no, and then he kind of was like, you could tell, like, he kind of got embarrassed. And then I was, and then he's like, I'm being serious. Like, do you want to be my girlfriend? And then I was like, wait, are you being serious? And he's like, yeah, I'm being serious. Like, do you want to be my girlfriend? And then I was, I just kind of started laughing. And then I remember, I think I like put my head down because we were like on the sand laying down.
I think we were under a blanket too. We're like in the sand and like, I think we're under a blanket.
I just remember
we were like kind of staring at each other.
Yeah, we were like laying down, like facing each other, like this on the floor.
Sideways. Bien romántico, uh-huh. Compa.
And then I was just like, you know, kind of like, stop, like you're lying or whatever. He's like, I'm serious. And then I was just like, oh shit. I was like, he's like, damn, you have to think about it. He said something like that. I remember.
Because I didn't have to think about it.
Yeah. And then I was like, yeah, like it's a commitment, like, you know, and I was like, yes, I want to be your girlfriend. And then Christian, he's like, okay, but just don't tell nobody. Let's not tell nobody. And I was like, well, why are you asking me to be your girlfriend if you don't want nobody to know?
We're already starting with problems.
Yeah. And I was like, then don't ask me to be your girlfriend. Like if you want it to be a secret. He's like, nah, I just don't want people in our business and, like, in our relationship. And I was like, well, like, if you want it to be a secret, then there's no point. And he was like, no, okay, okay, like, whatever you could tell. But, like, you know, let's just, as long as we could, like, just kind of, you know, keep the relationship tight. I was like, okay, whatever. I was like,
I already started off bad,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, he started
trying
off
to
bad.
Be low-key. Look, nah, it wasn't even that. I think at the time I would just...
But I get what you were doing, though. Like, I think because, you know, we had the same group of friends and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think it was just like, I was like, you know what? Like, I'm going to protect this right here. This is mine right here. But, like, let's kind of like, you know, little by little we'll start letting the people know. Or they'll start finding out on their own, you know? Yeah. But I think it would just... It wasn't nothing like, all right, don't tell nobody so I could go do my thing and... Like, you could be low-key. Like, it was nothing like that. My intentions were never that. It was just, I don't know. It was just something different at this point. It's like once I asked her to be my girlfriend, like, I knew this was for real. Like, I knew that this was going to be something different. Like, all our moments, our beautiful moments, I kept to myself. I wasn't, like, telling the world everything, like, things we would do. I would just keep it to myself. And I was like, man, like, this is awesome. Like, this is cool. And I kind of wanted to protect that. And I think kind of that's what it was, I guess. I don't know. It sounds weird. And it's kind of, I guess, contradicting, if that's the right word. But, yeah, I just kind of, I don't know. I wanted it.
No, I get it. Like, now I get it. But back then, I'm just.
But it does sound weird. Obviously, it's like.
After he asked me to be his girlfriend, he's like, but don't tell nobody, okay? Let's not tell nobody. And I'm like,
no, that does sound very, very strange, obviously, because
yeah,
I'm like, obviously you would think, like, I think you would want to, like, show me off to the world, like, and tell everybody. I did, but it just was like, you know, like, I want to protect this for a little bit, you know, I want this to be
definitely
just, okay. Like, kind of more.
So, yeah, actually, this February was 10 years.
10 more. Years of being a boyfriend, well.
Well, since
we're married
we
now, but since we decided to commit to
each
other.
To give each other a chance, you know, since we decided to commit to each other.
Mm-hmm.
10 years, which is crazy if I feel like.
That's a whole decade.
Yeah, like
10 years.
Literally, it flew by. Like, I'm like, whoa, 10 years already. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then when Camila turned one, Christian asked me to marry him. So he proposed and asked me to be his wife, and I said, of course. I said yes. And it will soon be 5 years of marriage. So 10 years together, 5 years of marriage, two beautiful children.
Beautiful children.
A beautiful home. We have pets. We have two dogs. We have two turtles, a fish, and a bearded dragon.
We have our hands full.
Literally.
Literally.
Yep. So I take care of the kids, our home. Christian takes care of the pets. He's in charge of the pets because I'm like...
Wait, you're making it seem like I don't take care of my kids. Only my dogs and stuff.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's your chore.
No, yeah, that is like, my chore. I am in charge of, like, all the pets.
Like, I'm saying, like, I take care of the kids and the house, and then you mm-hmm. take care of the, you know, providing yes. and the pets.
But, yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, you know what? Because he's the one that... Camila wants a pet, and he's the one that is always like, let's get it, let's get it. So I tell him, like, okay, you're going to get pets. You're going to be responsible because I already have a lot on my plate.
And it's crazy because I'm very, how do I say, like, Camila and my kids could convince me real easy. Camila could be like,
especially
Dad,
Camila.
Can you give me this? And I'm like, no. Come on, Dad, like, I want this. I really, fine. And now we have two dogs. A bearded dragon, two turtles, a fish.
We had two fish, but one.
Yeah, we had two fish, but one kind of swam to heaven.
Yeah. So.
But yeah. So.
Another thing.
What?
Oh yeah.
What were you gonna say?
So yeah, that's pretty much a little bit of
how we met.
How we met, a little bit of our life, our story. This podcast, we're going to be diving deep into, you know, more aspects of our lives, private life, sex life, our relationship.
Ooh, we talk
family,
about that.
Everything, a little bit of everything. For those of you guys that already know us and, you know, going to our vlogs and stuff, it's more family oriented, more like respectful. You know, we know kids watch our channel over there. But this channel, you know, we're
gonna
really
be a little bit about everything.
Diving deep. We also want you guys to comment below on the podcast. Ask us, like, at the end of each episode, we want to do like a little interaction with you guys. So you guys could ask us for advice or ask us for like a question, and we're gonna be choosing from one of those in each episode, and we're going to be responding towards the end of the episode.
Yep. Right, I think that's amazing. Yeah. So make sure you guys drop a comment down below if you have any questions regarding me, regarding Jen, regarding the kids, our family in general. Any questions you may have, ask them down below, and we can possibly be chosen to for the question to be answered on one of our episodes.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I said, like I said, it could be like you guys asking us for advice. And then we'll give you guys, Christian will give you his advice. I'll give you my advice. And that's kind of how each episode is going to kind of go.
And I think that's fun because, you know, obviously the viewers have questions and they're interested in and want to know certain things that sometimes we don't cover. And I think that's perfect. So make sure you guys comment down below what it is you guys want to know and things like that. But remember, we are going to be talking about everything on this podcast. Everything like she mentioned, not just this, not just that, a little bit of everything. It's going to be fun. It's going to be, how would I say, exotic. Is exotic even the right word for this? It's going to be a little bit of everything. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about a lot of different stuff. And, yeah, I think... You know, this is just kind of the little icebreaker into...
Little teaser,
little, like, intro, whatever, to our podcast. So this is episode one of Love a Little Podcast with Christian Garcia.
And hola, Jen. Well, Jen.
Jen. And yeah, we're super, super happy to start this new
journey.
I guess we're podcasters now, oficialmente. Yeah. And remember, we're going to be uploading episodes every Friday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So every Friday night, make sure you guys turn on your post notifications. How do you do that? Click the little bell on our channel. Make sure you guys are subscribed. Throw a like, comment, all that good stuff. So you'll be notified when we drop a new video. But every Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Also, please, please hit that like button and comment down below. Like I said, your questions, comment down below what you guys would like to know or hear in this podcast. And comment where you guys are listening from, hearing us from, watching us from. And remember, we're going to be interacting. So don't forget to interact with us, and we're going to interact with you guys.
I guess that is episode one of Love a Little Podcast with Christian and
Jen.
So, yeah, I think that is it for this one. So make sure you tune in on next week's episode, which will be episode 2, Friday night, 7 p.m. We'll see you guys on the next one.